Welcome to Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help educate you about narcissistic abuse because your feelings do matter. Hi, and welcome to another podcast of Narc Abuse No More with your host, Dr. and Evangelist K.L. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Monday. Yes, it is Monday, May the 8th of 2023. I pray that you've had a blessed, stress-free, narcissistic-free, abuse-free week so far. It's just beginning, and that the remainder of this week will continue to be so as well. But if not, we're going to be talking about a few things today. Again, my name is Dr. K.L. Rich, or Narc Abuse No More, where we're here to help you admit what you feel in order to heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse, because your feelings do matter. Yes, they do. But before we go on with today's podcast, I'd like to invite you to visit us on a website at www.narcabusenomore.org. Again, that website address is www.narcabusenomore.org. And on that website, you find valuable information regarding narcissism, relationships, and if you have missed any of these podcasts, you can go directly to the website from there. And I just to let you know, we are on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central, and that is on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Play, iTunes, CastBox, and Deezer. We're also on Amazon Audible, Rumble, Brighteon, and The Tube. That's right, we are on YouTube. So you have a variety of different platforms to listen to us from, and if all else fails, all you got to do is go directly to our website again at www.narcabusenomore.org. And just to let my SoundCloud audience know, you will normally not see as many podcasts on that because we're on the free version. I think I'm a change that next month sometime, where it'll be the full version. But if you see limited amount of podcasts on the SoundCloud version, all you have to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel or any other platform, and you can listen to previous podcasts from there or just go directly to the website. All right, what are we talking about today? Oh, just to mention, I do plan on having the book The Weight of Weights hopefully out by the end of this month, a re-release of it, the second edition. And so I pray that you will be blessed by it. It's called The Weight of Weights, and it's dealing with different weights that people have. And I plan on having a chapter in there dealing with narcissism. So please tune in for that as well. And I hope that it is a tremendous blessing to you. All right, what are we talking about today? We are talking about, are you emotionally healthy? Are you emotionally healthy to even be in a relationship? And whether you have gone through abuse, or you maybe just get into a relationship or whatever. And so there are some signs that you need to know if you are emotionally healthy, because so many people get into relationships and they're not emotionally stable enough. And this is not, I'm not talking about you have some psychological issues if you are in a straitjacket, should I say, or something like that. I'm not talking about clinically insane. Well, I guess you might want to take that into consideration too. But the thing is that you want to know that you are emotionally healthy to be in the relationship, so that you would not be carrying weights with you. All right. The book that I'm coming out with, re-releasing, is called The Weight of Weights. And so many people carry weights with them. And if you are not emotionally healthy, you will continue to carry those weights that kept you bound. And you will carry that into the next relationship that you get into. And therefore, if you're carrying all these weights, then you cannot excel, you cannot thrive into the next relationship. And if you're not emotionally healthy, guess what? You're a magnet for abuse. If you're not emotionally healthy, you're a magnet for abuse. Rather, you are the recipient or the abuser, because you have those that are the abusers are not emotionally healthy. They have no business being in a relationship. If you know that, hey, you got some anger issues, you got some unresolved issues, you got some control issues, you do not need to be in a relationship with someone so that you will cause pain and trauma onto someone else. You need to get yourself emotionally well first before you get into a relationship with someone else. I will say this, and I always recommend this. If you are even thinking about getting married to somebody, please go to a good marital counselor, a premarital counselor, someone who can bring up these issues. Because sometimes you do not know what you're getting involved in until you go to counseling, and then that person is able to bring up those issues. I know some people say, oh, well, we just gonna do it, we just gonna hop into it, and we just gonna go at it, and then they wind up being sorry later because they did not talk about things before they said I do. This is so important. I don't care how old you are. If you are thinking about saying I do and getting married, you need to go to premarital counseling, because there are things that will be brought up in counseling with a good therapist, a good counselor, that you may not have even thought about, talked about. And a lot of times people are bringing unresolved issues from, whether it's childhood, some abuse issues, low self-esteem issues. All those things come into play, because if you're marrying somebody with low self-esteem, they also may have jealousy issues. They also may have trust issues. And those things need to be resolved before you go into the relationship. At least go in with your eyes open to know what you are going to be dealing with, and then you can't say, well, I didn't know, or blah blah blah, because you went in with your eyes wide open. So today we're going to be talking about 13 ways that you can tell if you are emotionally healthy, and if you find that you do not fit into this, then you need to talk to someone and get the help that you need, because you being unemotionally healthy can cause damage on your relationship with your spouse, with your children, on your job, in the church. You got a lot of people that's not emotionally healthy, and they're in the church, and the church is a hospital for people to get well. But a lot of times people do bring all those things into the church, and so therefore the church is to be equipped to help those that are spiritually, emotionally, physically, whatever, unhealthy. But today we're gonna talk about some things. As always, I love to give you a website that you get this valuable information, www.youalign.com, www.youalign.com. All right, today, number one, you experience gratitude fully and regularly in all aspects of your life. So many people are emotionally unhealthy because they are struggling with being grateful for anything. Come on now. You got some people that are not grateful for nothing, okay? And even when it comes to Thanksgiving, and you know, Thanksgiving is supposed to be a time set aside to show, you know, for thankfulness, for being grateful you made it through another year. It was supposed to be, if you go through history, people would they would be grateful and show thankfulness after they had the harvest and they brought in their crops and all that kind of stuff. Okay, that's just part of some of the history of it. But the thing is that we're to be grateful every day. There is something that you can be grateful for every day. If God woke you up this morning, you should be grateful. So the thing is that so many people they're not positive in being grateful for for the things that they have, for the people in their lives, for where God has brought you. And so if you are not grateful for anything, then that may be a sign that, hey, I'm not emotionally healthy because I can't find something to be grateful for. Many people complain about this, complain about that. But are you grateful for anything? Because once you start taking inventory on the things that you are grateful for, then you might find that that list way outweighs the things that or the negatives. And so therefore we should all find something that we are grateful for. Number two, you're not afraid to ask for support, and you do, and you ask often. This and everybody needs help sometime, rather for as okay, if you're in school, for example, and you need a help, you need help on an assignment. So then you reach out to your professor, and the professor gives you, you know, some advice, but then you say, okay, I still need more assistance, so I need a tutor. Okay, so that is wise to ask for help. If you are for example, you might be a senior citizen and you might have issues with your mobility. And so you say, okay, you ask a doctor, doctor, I need a cane to help me get around. Okay, so you're not afraid to ask for support. You might be a recovering alcoholic and you say, you know what, I need to find me a support group of people that's going to help me to stay on track, someone that I can call when I feel like I want to pick up that bottle. So it do not, when you are emotionally healthy, you're saying, you know what, I'm not afraid to ask for support, someone that understands, someone that will be a sense of strength, someone that can help me to have the courage that I need. That shows that it's not a sign of weakness. That is a sign of strength to say, you know what, I know when I need help. When you are a leader, you can't do it all. So therefore you say, you know what, I need help. So I'm going to delegate duties. And that shows a sign of strength and good quality leadership. Number three, you act from a place of compassion. You feel for other human beings. We talk about this when you're dealing with narcissists, that they don't feel for others. But you feel for other human beings. That's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength. We all have different gifts, different talents, but you're not all about self. You are compassionate towards other people. That is an emotional strength. And do not allow anyone to misuse or abuse that strength. Compassion is a good thing. However, you just want to make sure that someone is not misusing your empathy or your compassion for their own diabolical purposes. Number four, you have a consistent exercise regimen. And this, and some people might say, well, you know, that I'm going to the gym is not my thing. That's okay. One thing that helps with emotional balance is to get some fresh air, whether it's a walk. All right, you go out and maybe take a walk around the park, walk around the neighborhood safely if you live in a safe neighborhood. And even so, you still have to be careful, okay, because we want to do things that are safe, all right? If you do decide to go to a gym, if you decide to go to a spa, maybe go swimming or something like that, you'd be amazed at how just getting fresh air, taking a walk and breathing in the fresh air will help you, not only your physical health, but it helps your emotional well-being. So many people are stressed. So if you can get like 30 minutes to an hour, at least 30 minutes doing something that helps you to de-stress, stretching, I'm going to say prayer, meditation, do something that helps you in that area, your emotional exercise, your physical exercise, your spiritual exercise, being with the Lord. So this is something that will help you with being emotionally balanced. Number five, you maintain healthy relationships and let go of the ones that aren't. And this is an important part of that. You maintain those healthy relationships that help you to grow, that help you to thrive, those relationships that push you to do better. Those are good relationships and it helps your emotional health. However, if you're tied up in toxic relationships, that means that you may not be as emotionally healthy as you think you are, because you haven't learned to let go of those toxic relationships that are tying you down, those relationships that are not allowing you to thrive. Therefore, sometimes you have to cut the cord and just say, enough is enough. I have to let go of you because you're causing me to be in an emotional place that I do not wish to be in. Therefore, maintain the healthy relationships, but then also know when it's time to let go of the toxic ones. And if you're dealing with toxic relationships, or you feel as if, you know what, it's like I'm a magnet toward those toxic relationships, then it's time to rethink, reevaluate, and let go. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah.
Emotions, and that is by Mariah Carey. All right, so we're still talking about being emotionally healthy. And this is so important if you want a healthy relationship with others. You have to make sure that you're emotionally healthy first. And then it will help you to be emotionally healthy with others, or to dismiss those who are not emotionally healthy in your life that are bringing you down. The Bible talks about being around good company. And if you're not around good company, it can corrupt you as well, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, or whatever else. All right, number six. Your strongest relationship is with yourself. I'm going to say first with God and then yourself. So many people do not love themselves. They don't know what it is to love oneself. And I'm not talking about in the narcissistic sense where it's all about me, 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 I, but never anyone else. I'm talking about when you are in a strong relationship with first with God and then yourself, you've done that work that you need to do on yourself, then it helps to bring and boost your confidence, your self-esteem. It gives you the ability to be compassionate and also to attract meaningful relationships and disregard those that are, or should I say discard those that are unhealthy. So again, there are so many benefits to having a good emotional health. And it first starts with God and you. Number seven. You know that personal growth is the key to your success. We should always be striving to do better. We should always be striving to grow in God, to grow in our own personal growth, whether that's physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. It should always be where we're striving for the next thing. And I'm talking about first with God and then with self. When you stop growing, then you're dead. You're pretty much dead. You're stagnant. So again, those healthy relationships will push you to be better, will push you to grow. And if you see that a relationship that you are or that you are around is not doing that, then it may mean that you need to reevaluate some things. This means that your personal growth means that I'm going to be responsible for the things that take place in my life. I'm going to be responsible if I'm in school to do my best. If I'm on the job, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to let go of those negative behaviors and habits that I may have, that I may be even self-sabotaging myself, and therefore I'm gonna seek to grow. I'm gonna be around people that challenge me. You don't want someone that's always gonna that's not gonna tell you things that you need to hear as truth. You need to know those things that can help you grow, and a lot of times it's being challenged by the things that you may even feel that a person may not always tell you what you want to hear, but it's good to have those people around you that challenge you as well. Number eight, you have an easy time forgiving and moving on. So many people are holding on to bags, and one of those bags is the bag of unforgiveness. And we talk about that in the book that I'm re-releasing in the end of this month, in The Weight of Weights, the bag of unforgiveness. It is so important to forgive. First of all, God requires it, because he says if we don't forgive others, he won't forgive us. Okay, so God requires it. And then second, forgiveness is for you. You know, forgiveness is for you to say, you know what? I want to be my very best, the best that God would have me to be. So therefore, if that means that I got to forgive this person so that I can move forward and I can thrive, then guess what? I'm going to do that. Now, let me just say this because people get this mixed up as well. Forgiveness does not mean that I condone the action that the person did against me. It's saying that, you know what? I'm going to free you. I'm going to release you. I'm going to let God handle you, and then but I'm not going to hold on to it. Yeah, I'm going to not allow myself to be taken advantage of again or abused again or whatever the person did to you. I'm not going to allow that to continue, but I'm going to free you up where I'm not holding this bitterness, this hate, this resentment in my heart against you. I'm going to let go of the hurt and let go of the pain so that I can move on. So one of the things is that if someone, say for instance, you were in this relationship and that person may have cheated on you, for example, and you're holding resentment and bitterness in your heart towards that individual, even after you may have let go of the relationship, you may have split and you're still wishing them harm or whatever, then you have not let go. Letting go means, you know what, I'm gonna put this anger, this pain, and this is not to say that it happens overnight. Forgiveness takes time. You know, it's a step-by-step, a day-by-day process. But you're working on it, and you'd say, God, you know, help me to forgive this individual so that it will not hinder me. It will not hold me back. And one of the topics that I talk about in the Weight of Weights is dealing with forgiveness and letting go. If you're holding on to the bag of forgiveness, of unforgiveness, if you're holding on to the weight of unforgiveness, you're going to have a hard time getting to the top of that mountain if you're holding 100 pounds worth of extra trash, such as unforgiveness. So that means I can't reach the top of the, or the potential to where God would have me to be because I'm holding on to this junk of unforgiveness. Let it go. It's not worth it. It's not worth allowing that person to rent space in your mind with grudges and bitterness and resentments and vengefulness and wanting to pay them back and all this. It's not worth them renting the space in your head. It prevents you from being able to expand as a person, to grow as an individual, to be successful in life. Many people have held themselves back because they were unable to forgive. Again, forgiveness does not mean that you allow that person to keep abusing, misusing, or doing whatever they did to you. What it says is that I'm freeing them, I'm releasing them, I'm letting it go out of my heart so that I can move forward. It's not about them, it's about you and your relationship with God. Number 9. You live life when you are emotionally healthy. You live life every day. Let me just put it like this. Today is not promised. Tomorrow's not promised. Somebody that got up this morning, you can guarantee that they're not going to make it home tonight, unfortunately. Somebody, this is their last day. They didn't know it when they woke up, but this is their last day on earth. Somebody's not going to be here tomorrow. We're seeing every day, whether it's on the news and articles or whatever case may be, that people got up that day. They thought that they were going to make it home that evening, and it didn't happen. Just over the weekend, there was a massacre in Texas at a shopping mall or whatever. And I think it was some children that died. The thing is that the next day, the next hour, the next minute isn't promised. And so whatever life God has given you, live it fully. I'm not talking about living it as if you have no cares in the world. No, I'm not talking about being reckless. Live the life that God has given you. If you died tomorrow, what was your life like today? Did you live it in accordance with how and what God has done for you, the blessings that you have been given? And if you have not, then say to yourself, make a commitment to say, you know what? I'm going to start appreciating my life. I'm going to start living my life. I'm going to start doing things to honor the gift of life that has been given to me. Number 10, welcome spontaneity and go with the flow. Sometimes you can't have everything just always planned. I like to plan things out, but sometimes things might come in your life and you have to just go with the flow. You might have an opportunity that maybe God brings your way and you didn't expect it. And you're like, okay, well, you know what? I know that God brought this opportunity to me, so I'm gonna go ahead and go with it. Be ready to be spontaneous when it comes to things. Don't always think that everything is going to go as you plan, because as we know, life throws a lot of curveballs. All right. It really does. Life throws a lot of curveballs. However, when you are emotionally healthy, you can go with the flow. You can shake off the things that are not necessary for you, that's not going to promote you. And then you will hold your head up and go with the flow of the things that are. Number 11, you love yourself because you do self-care and you're committed to self-care. Oftentimes people that are in toxic relationships, they do for everybody except themselves. And again, this is not about selfishness. This is saying, you know what? I have to take care of me. I use this example. When you're on the airplane, and if you've ever flown, what do the stewardess tell you? What they tell you is, when they're doing their little signs to let you know, for us, the exits and all that stuff in the airplane, one of the things they tell you is to put your mask on first. If something happens, put your mask on first, your oxygen mask on first, because if you pass out while you're trying to help somebody else, you won't be as effective with, you know, you wind up and then somebody's going to have to help you. So put your mask on first. That means self-care. Self-care. Make sure you take care of yourself first so that you can be the most effective with helping others. That means I'm going to take care of myself physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. I'm going to make sure that I get the oxygen I need for my physical body, my emotional body, my spiritual body. When you're deprived of oxygen, things start dying. So I'm going to make sure that I get that emotional oxygen that I need so that I will be the best that I can, and which is showing my emotional health. All right, we're going to take another quick break and we'll be back in just a moment.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Today's a new day, but there Tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now, I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still.
Kirk Franklin. I love that song. That's a good skating song, too. I don't have a clue on how to skate, but I probably could still stand up on the skates, but that's about all. All right. I smile. All right. Okay, number 12. You nourish your body with healthy food. Now, all of us could probably work on that some more. Now, let me just say this, all right? Actually, I have not had any meat, none this year. I've been doing plant-based mostly, vegetarian food. And so I have not had any meat this year. But let me just say this though, okay? And I've been eating pretty good. I've been eating healthy chickpeas and my veggies and all that kind of stuff. So I've been trying to love my body, okay? I've been trying to be right to my body because I'm getting older, okay? I'll be 48 in a couple of weeks. However, on my birthday, I am frying some chicken. Yes, I am frying some chicken. I want some fried chicken. Okay? Okay, but in all seriousness, you want to be good to your body. That helps with your emotional health. And so many people are dealing with different health issues. But if you can make better choices with the foods that you eat. And it's not easy, you know, I'm trying to do it myself, but make better choices with the foods that you eat. So maybe instead of having that Big Mac, maybe have a garden burger or something that's, you know, less calories. Maybe don't eat after a certain time in the evening. You'll be able to sleep better where you're not, don't have all this food on you and everything. And that makes, it makes a difference. It really does. It makes a huge difference. Just little baby steps at a time can make a huge difference in your physical health as well as your emotional health, because a lot of times people are sick emotionally because they're sick physically. So that's something, I'm not a nutritionist, but that's just a little nugget there. So again, nourish your body with healthy food, and that helps with your emotional health. Number 12, you are not closed off. I'm sorry, number 13, you are not closed off from your emotions. You are not closed off from your emotions. This means that you need to embrace what you feel. That's what we talk about here on your on this podcast. Your feelings do matter. You tap into what you're feeling, because when you act as if you're not feeling that way, then you're not really being true to yourself. So be honest about your feelings. Express your feelings in a positive way. I'm not talking about just because you feel like going to punch somebody out doesn't mean that you should. All right. Absolutely not. Please go get some anger management, or go get you a gym class, some kung fu, or whatever the case may be, and do it there. All right. What I'm talking about is being in touch with your emotions, because when you feel things, you need to admit, I do feel this way, I feel that way. When you're in a toxic relationship with a narcissist, they often want you to suppress your feelings, because in their eyes, your feelings don't matter. It's all about them. But being emotionally healthy means that I am going to admit what I feel. I'm going to, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, whatever the case may be, talk about it. You know, why am I feeling angry? Why am I feeling neglected? Why am I feeling jealous? Why am I feeling this way? Acknowledge what you're feeling, and then you can deal with those feelings, deal with those emotions. And if you need to talk to someone, if you need to go to counseling, therapy, there's nothing wrong with that. Go to a therapist. You don't have to announce it to everybody. If you don't want people knowing your business, you don't have to announce it to people. You go for you. Make you an appointment. Don't nobody have to know, hey, I'm going to talk to a counselor or a therapist. You do you. Whatever is going to put you in a healthy emotional state, then that's what you do, because you want to thrive. You don't want to be, you don't want to self-sabotage. You don't want to suppress your emotions, suppress your feelings. You want to be in a healthy emotional place in any relationship that you be in. This is not necessarily have to mean a romantic relationship. This just means that whatever friendship, acquaintance, associate, lay member, or at a church, or wherever you're at on the job, you just want to be emotionally healthy. And let me just say this, because when you watch the news, for those who watch the news or read the articles and stuff, most of the people that, I'm going to say all of them, the ones that are doing these crimes, they're not emotionally healthy. They're not emotionally healthy. Anytime you don't have a respect for life, you can run over people and don't have a respect for life. Literally, okay? What was it this weekend? Someone ran over people with SUV, killed 7 people, I believe. Anytime you can do that, those people are not emotionally healthy. When you abuse other people, you're not emotionally healthy. When you don't care about what you do to others, you're not emotionally healthy. When you walk all over people, you're not emotionally healthy. When you feel that you have a sense of that the world owes you something, you're not emotionally healthy. And so therefore, you need to talk to someone if this is you. Or if you are encountering other people that operate like this, then make sure that you put the plug and say, you know what? I'm not going to allow your instability and your emotional health to cause me to be unstable in minds. They have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. All right, we are up out of here. I pray that today's podcast has been a blessing to you and that you would know your feelings, they do matter. This is Dr. K.O. Rich with Narc Abuse No More, helping you to admit what you feel in order to heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse. Until next time.